The point I want to make, all seven, we're continuing the Chavos HaLevavot. The previous part was censored. The person, I don't want to say your name, but you, if you listen to this shiur, you'll understand now why it was censored. I told your story. I want to make a point, though. I mean, the story is 100% true. I don't tell stories, I don't exaggerate, and it just happened. Like, I'm not embellishing it at all, really. I'm probably not making it as good as it was, because I'm not a good storyteller. The point is that when you learn these things, I'm saying, everybody in this room is saying, yeah, I know Hashem can do everything. So, like, he's bringing down these psukim that Hashem is gibor, you know, thank you. But it's good. It's good to think about it. And even if she would have failed, but just the mere thought to bring it down to earth and to say Hashem can get me on the plane without a passport, like, that makes it so real. And that's what the Chavos HaLevavot wants to do by bringing down the psukim. He wants us to feel, you know, we say Hashem can do anything. Yeah, but he can't get me on the plane without a passport. Like, how can he do that? What's he going to do? Strike down everybody dead and I'm going to walk onto the plane? Who's going to fly the plane then? But that's what I mean. So, okay.
But what happens if she doesn't get onto that plane? So then what is that?
She says, I guess Hashem knows that it's best for me not to spend Pesach with my parents. That's what she would have said. She was prepared for that. That was part of her thinking as well. But she said, Hashem, like, so much is invested in this, so I'm just relying on you to get me on the plane. I know you can do it. She didn't start with the fallback position and with Yiyush and, okay, I'm not going to make the flight. I guess that's best for me. That's not bitachon. I've said it here many times. The midah of kol mai David rachmona l'tavavid is a wonderful midah, but it's not bitachon. It's a different midah. So she wasn't thinking that way primarily. Yeah. That was her fallback. Like, yeah. Okay.
Isn't that the part of saying one of the points that you mentioned, that Hashem is everything that he does is right for us, even if we...
Yeah, you are correct. Thank you. That's really, I didn't speak so precisely. Cause I said it's not part of Bitochen at all, but really the Chavos HaLevavot, when he went through this list of seven things, so he did say that number four was that the person knows what's best for me, and then I could fully rely on him. And that's really the point, thank you, that you could fully rely on someone when you know that even if things don't work out the way you would like them to, it's because he's doing what's good for you, what's really good for you. But then, you know, okay, I'm relying on you, because you know, even if he doesn't come, but if he wouldn't come through, you would be upset, then you can't fully rely on him. Because part of you is saying, well, you know, there are people that get sick. There are people that, you know, things happen. Okay. And the truth is, when we say the second bracha of Shmona Esrei, we say Atot is really Gvuros. Right? The second bracha, Atot Gibor Yolam Hashem, Machayim is Atot. Then we say Rav Lahoshia. When we say that bracha, we're really juxtaposing Hashem's gevura with his chesed. We're saying Hashem is gibor, Hashem is machaye meisiv. It doesn't come more gibor than that. And Rav Lahoshia, Hashem is marbe Lahoshia. Hashem does things for us. He's kindly to us. So we bring that in. And then we say mechalke. The name of the bracha is gevuros. But look what we say. Mechalko chayim b'chesed, mechaye meisim brachamim rabim, somech no flim, v'rofei cholim. I always remind people, you know, you're not supposed to daven on Shabbos for a sick person. But if you say v'rofei cholim on Shabbos, we all say Shmon Esrei. It's in the Nusach of Shmon Esrei, somech no flim, v'rofei cholim. You're allowed to have in mind a particular sick person and, like, sort of direct v'rofei cholim as a silent prayer to that person. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos, because that's only in the mind, that's machshava, that you're praying for a sick person. But my point is, look at this bracha, it's called Gvuros, and we talk about Chesed, Chayim Yisim Brachmim Rabim, Tzumech Noflim, V'ropei Cholim, Umatir Asurim, Umakayim Amunot, Mi'ichamoich Abal Gvuros, Umidoy Melach Melach Meimus, Umachayim Umatzmiach Yeshua. So when we talk about Hashem's Gevura, we don't think of him as this cruel dictator who's stronger than all of us. So, you know, what can we do? You're not going to fight. Can't fight City Hall. He's Matzmiach Yeshua. That's a wonderful thing. So when we say that bracha, we should realize Hashem is omnipotent, and his chesed is outstanding, is all-encompassing. Okay, so that's what he says. Hashem Elokayich Bekirbeich Gibor Yoshia. Gibor Yoshia. That's how we say the second bracha of Shemona Esrei. Okay, and then V'shanogos Odom B'yodo L'vado Metchilas Anyonu V'reishis Yispatchu. So Hashem has a track record. Who sustains an Uber for 9 months? In Shar HaBechina, the Chavis HaLovas talks about what an amazing miracle that is, that the Uber is sustained for 9 months. It's eating, it's breathing, however that happens. It's a nes. It's a tremendous nes. And Hashem has been there from the beginning. From the beginning when someone asked me, what is a poor person who constantly struggles to make ends meet? So how is he supposed to think? So if you go back to how we started, right? Nothing, he said. He brings on a pasuk. We'll have in a second. It's like we started like a little liquid, and Hashem sustained us and gave us and formed us. There's a few prokem and tillim that talk about the formation of an uber, the formation of a human being, how it's from the biggest nothingness sprouts a human being. What's that if not chesed? And Hashem sustains, and Hashem gave koyach, and Hashem makes us grow. Right? Look at a baby. Look at a baby when it's born. I was looking at I live next door to Kwawa, so they brought in their baby. Like, I remember when they were born. They were premature. They were like nothing. And now, Bli Ayin Hara. So who made them grow? That's all Chasdei Hashem. A human can't do that. So Hashem has a track record of chesed. If we think back in our lives, even people with rough lives, and they never seem to get breaks, but if they think about the Alfei Alafim Ribei Yevavos Pamim Atovos, if they think and they make Birchas Hashachar with Kavana, I have someone who's not happy. He's a depressed person. It's a problem. So I try to get him to just say Birchas Hashachar with Kavana. To start the day with right? Pekeach Ivrim, Malbish Arumim. He has all those things. Despite all of his sorrows, he's, right? He's a Sani Goy, right? Pekeach Ivrim, Rokar Salamoyim. He has all, and also in the Yav Koach, he's not paralyzed. So the Chasdei Hashem is, so Hashem has a track record of Chesed. That's his point here. K'maymer HaKosav Alohu Avicha Konecha, Hashem made you. He formed you, he established you. I have relied on you from mi beten, from when I was born, from the womb of my mother. You drew me forth. Biggest miracle. You get this famous Life magazine with the pictures of the Uber in it. You're aware, there's like a famous Life magazine that they took pictures of the Uber. You poured me out like milk, meaning a person starts off like a little liquid. The chagavina takpiyani, and Hashem coagulated that liquid and he built it up into a person with a varim and gidim and a thinking mind. What? That's not a track record. Ushoh haparsha. This is Tilim, and Eov rather he's referring to. Tilim kuflametes is also about that, but Eov perek yud is about Hashem forming an uber into a child. Okay? Ulinyan shetoalto v'nizko, whether good or bad, it's not totally in anybody else. It's all Hashem's decree. There's no one else that can help you, and there's no one else that can harm you. Everything is what Hashem decides should be. Prat laborius Allah. There is no one else. He's going through the seven things. Hareyu kumo shamar akosuv, posuk in eicha, Mize Omar Vatehi, Hashem Lotziva. Who could say something that should be, and Hashem didn't command it? Then he quotes the next pasuk, Mipielion Lotetze Haroz Vahatov. It's not so clear what that means. It means except for Bechira. People have Bechira. But Hashem's decree, you can change Hashem's decree, Litova, into Tshuva. But the basic idea is that whatever happens to us is Ratzon Hashem. Omar, Yovesh Chotzir, Novel Tzitz, Udvar Elokeinu Yokum Liolam. A person can promise you things, but like grass, it could wither. Yovesh Chotzir, Novel Tzitz, it withers, your flowers fade. Udvar Elokeinu Yokum Liolam. Vom Enochin Chotzir Ha'om. A person, a om is like chotzer, it's like tvua, it's not lasting. Kvornesbor inyan hazeh, Hashem's omnipotence is b'maymar shlishi min hasefer hazeh, b'meshe yesh boidoi. In Shara Avodas Elokim, he elaborates more on this theme of Hashem's omnipotence and Hashem's gevura. In Shara Bechina, on the ending, is where he focuses more and talks about Hashem's chesed. Ulunyan shetuvo kolel v'chazdo makif. Everything you see, the sun, the trees, your clothing, if we'd ever think about how the piece of bread on our table got there, you know what a story there is? You could write libraries if you include the planting of the wheat, and how the wheat got there, and how the truck delivered it, and who made the truck. It's like the ripple of chesed that started off a kernel of wheat and ended up a piece of bread on your table. That didn't happen by accident. We're mushpa from the world. We're mushpa from teva. We're mushpa from regilus, that we're used to it, so we're not spoiled from it, and you know. Okay, pass the bread. But if we then on the bench, if you think about the Chazdei Hashem that were involved in getting that bread to your table, everything, the whole chain, right? And then you say, Hazonas Olam Kulo B'Tuvo B'Chein B'Chesed U'Rachamim. So you pause a little, and you bench slowly, and you think, and you feel it. Wow, B'Chein B'Chesed U'Rachamim. Hashem put bread on my table. It wasn't simple. There were like millions of people involved. Hashem had a maneuver, a chain of millions of parts to end up with this piece of bread. And then we're not even talking about that I could pick it up, because my mind wills it to be picked up. And then the digestive system and how it gives me nutrition. We're not even talking about that. And if you put peanut butter on it, oof. I'm not even talking about marshmallow fluff. Tov Hashem la'kol v'rachmav al'kol ma'asol v'yomano s'nechem l'chol bosor ki li'olam chazdo p'seach es yodecho mazbi'o l'chol chai rotzon. If people don't make themselves unhappy, most people have what they need, what they want. They have the basics of life. Baseichel, he now says, rationality, mechayev rikuz shivas and yonam alolu, just plain seichel, if you count up these seven things, which analytically are required for bitachon, that's chavis all over style, he breaks it down into seven, a list of seven things. So he says, rationality says you can only rely on Hashem, there is no one else to have bitachon in. That's just plain seichel. Elish evesis ha'psukim o'elu. So we should remember. So he assumes we know psukim. So he says, oh, yeah, like that posuk. This tells us everything. B'chashay yizbora zela odom. He's choosing his words very carefully. When this becomes clear to a person, not murky. Our knowledge that Hashem is omnipotent is murky. It's not clear. It's not down to earth. It's not real. When we say the words and make it real, we sort of like hesitate. I don't know. We don't say, I don't know. You say, yeah, of course, but. So when it becomes clear, v'nischaska, Chazal is no fool. He knows it's not easy. When this becomes clear to a person, and it's strong, and he really has this hakara ba'amitas chesed haborius Allah. You really, like, if you really can handle and can internalize that Hashem is always thinking about you, and Hashem will do what's best for you, and Hashem cares about you, and Hashem will give you good things even if you don't deserve it, and so on and so forth, and you really, you can do that, so of course yiftach olav v'yismaser lo, you will then be devoted to Hashem. You will feel the way the Chodesh Avodas wants us to feel in our Avodas Hashem, that it's the least we can do to repay him for all the chesed he does for us. So we'll have bitachon, we'll be devoted servants of Hashem. The yashlich yehovu olav, and we'll dump everything on Hashem. Hashlich al Hashem yehovu. Right, that's the lashon haposuk in Tehillim. Just throw things on Hashem, he can handle it. It's up to you, tell him. The famous, famous story, I feel you shouldn't say it in 1 minute, but I will. Famous marshal of the Dubna Magid, maybe someone. That a guy was traveling along with a heavy package, and a wagon comes along, and he gives him a lift. So he gives him a lift, he gets into the wagon. Hashem, he doesn't have to trudge along with the hot sun beating down. And they were traveling for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and the fellow driving the wagon turns around, sees the guy still sweating. He's sitting there sweating. And he turns around and he looks, what is he sweating for? He sees he's still holding the package. He's still carrying the 10-pound package on his back. He says, what are you doing? He says, you know, you did me such a favor. You gave me a ride in your wagon. I figured the least I could do is hold my own package. I don't have to burden your wagon with the package also. So we're all laughing, right? But that's what we do with Hashem. Mm-hmm. We tell Hashem, you know, it's enough. You gave me life. This, why am I going to burden you with what I have to take care of? At least that I'll do. I'll hold my package. But just to theorize the nimshal, the wagon's carrying everything anyway. So all you're doing by holding the package is you're making life tough to yourself. You're holding the package. Put the package down. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. Give Hashem your package. What you mechuyev to do, because that's how Hashem created the world, we'll be learning about as we go through the Chodesh Elul Shaar HaBitachon. He'll be giving us an instruction booklet on what you can do and how you're supposed to think about what you're doing and what your attitude is supposed to be. Yeah, what we call hishtadlus. I don't like the word so much, but it's commonly known as hishtadlus. Because hishtadlus sounds a little like the story with, you know, okay, I have to do my hishtadlus. I have to help Hashem out. I have to hold the package.
Don't have to show making an effort.
Yeah. It's the word, sometimes we confuse it with this foolish guy in the wagon that's holding the package. And that, like, Hashem wants us to hold the package. That's sometimes how we think of hishtadlus. We say the word hishtadlus, and we have this image, okay, Hashem's in the wagon, but Hashem wants us to hold the package. No. Why would Hashem want you to hold the package for? He wants you to go through certain motions, but he doesn't want you to hold the package. That would be pointless. Okay. But it's really unfair. That's what we'll be learning about in Nitzchem in the coming weeks and months. Chodesh Avodas is a handbook and a workbook and a workshik for Bitachon. He covers every aspect. We can, you know, let's, in the coming prakim, he will develop why you have to do anything at all. His last sentence here in the Perek is, if you really internalize these things, not only will you have Bitachon, not only will you be a devoted servant of Hashem, but, and he said this, it's funny almost, you'll be done Hashem l'kaf schus. Hashem, things happen to you, and you'll be able to say, it's okay, I'm a tainus. I know Hashem knows what he's doing. He bestows chesed. If you really contemplate and think about the constant chesed Hashem does for you, then when something happens that's not to your liking, you'll be done Hashem l'kaf schus. Those are the words of the Chavis Halvavis. It's not just a joke. It's his words. The Chavis Halvavis' words is before he said it that way. Here he says, lo yaharachar b'mishpatav, lo yichas al mashar b'char lo, you won't get angry at Hashem. And then he brings down the psukim that the Gemara brings down of Chayav Adam Levarech al Ra, Shem Shebarech al Atova, Kos Yeshua Os Esa Uvishem Hashem Ekra, and Tzora V'yogon Emtsa Uvishem Hashem Ekra. You're able to relate to Tzora V'yogon as you relate to Kos Yeshua's tremendous Madrega. It's very, very, very hard. I'm saying it glibly, and I don't mean to. It's a very difficult thing, but the Gemara says that we have to be mekabel what Hashem does, simcha, and we have to realize it's for the best. But through bitachon, You'll be able, through be, so, listen what the Chazal Zos is doing, please. I'm sorry, I'm over time. Realize what he's doing here. I'm not doing justice to the Chazal Zos. I'll know this. He says, you want to have bitachon, think about these seven things. Because these seven things allow you to have bitachon just mathematically. This is what you need, these seven things. Have bitachon on anything. I want to have bitachon that my rich uncle will lend me $10. And I'm relying on him, and you know, he's rich, what's $10 to him? But you need these seven things. He has to care about you. Then once you think about these seven things and you internalize them, you'll be ready to have bitachon. You'll become a servant of Hashem. Yismaser lo. You'll be the devoted servant of Hashem because, according to the Chavis Halvavas, realizing Hashem's chesed, which is number one and number seven, is an unbelievable chesed he always does, and he cares about us, and he knows what's best for us. So it was number four. So when you have these things, you'll be a devoted servant of Hashem. Because service of Hashem should be based on that, according to the Chavis Halvavas, our Hakaras HaTov. And you will be able to handle things that happen to you that are not pleasant, that hurt. You won't have tainus to Hashem. You'll be able to handle it. You'll know it's for your own good because you've worked on this. You can't start working on things when they happen. That's another shmuza. You know, people say, you can't pull these things out of a hat. The time to work on these things, so to speak, is when bad things are not happening to you. And you learn a Peshar B'tochen, then you're fortified. And then when something happens to you, you have ammunition where to draw from. But it's taka a Herculean, impossible, kemat, impossible task. Something happens. I have a sister. I have a sister, she lost a child. Sister, a married daughter. Her oldest child was married for 2 years, and they were in a terrible car accident. And so she said she... So my sister lives in Flatbush, she has a school, and the kids came to be Nachamom. She's 20 years old, she's 20 years a principal, so you can imagine. And this is her oldest child. So I was there, it was a very difficult moment, what can I tell you? And so she told them that what they're learning in school now, she was really... She's a Givor, my sister, not like me. Givor. She's told them what they're learning in school now. You know, that's what does it for you 30 years later. You can't just, you know, something like this happens. You can't just say, oh, whatever Hashem does is for the best, tra-la-la. No normal person would say that or do that. You have to start when you're young, or not necessarily when you're young, but you have to start now, tonight. You have to start now and buttress yourself. I think I'm pronouncing it right. You have to fortify yourself. You have to learn these things now. Then you have what to draw from. And she told us to the kids sitting there, we're talking about fifth, sixth graders. She was talking to them. She said, you know, now you're in school. You're learning about Hashem. You're learning about this. This should never happen to you. She says, Chas v'shalom, you know, you shouldn't know from such things. But what you're learning now is going to get you through life. Now. Not, you can't pull things out of a hat. They happen. You have to learn them and fortify. And then, lo yichas, you won't be angry when Hashem does for you. You'll be able to deal with events in your life through bitachon. It's like through the back door. Because of bitachon, you thought about these seven things. So now every time you benched, you said, b'cheinu b'chesed v'rachamim. And now when you said the second brachin shmonesrei, you said, rav lahoshia, matzmiach yeshua. And you really believe it, Rofei Cholim. And so now, if someone gets sick, you have what to hold on to. Okay, we'll stop here. And we'll learn next week. Thanks to Baruch Hashem. You don't.